bring into the congregation. And we all of us come to this worship. Also welcome those who are worshiping from home through live stream. To receive to give, I love you more than anything, Jesus. Maybe we sing this in a time, in a peaceful time. It's very easy to sing. Jesus, I love you more than anything. Nothing can compare with Jesus' love for us. But then, when we are facing some trouble, can we love Jesus more than anything? Do we promise that we would not lose him? May we not depart from him, the author of this season. Love, Jesus' love is so great, greater than heaven. So when we understand the God's love, that we can sing when we understand this love. When we are facing with many troubles, and in our faith with the Lord, with other troubles in life, it's not this. And some of us may not feel peace. May the Lord guide us to know His power in our life. Doesn't matter what happened to us. My wife has been have a fever and talking and could not sleep and hard of breathing. And last month, and still suffering in 2 days, still have a high fever and coughing and very many discomfort. But we trust the Lord in the power. And so I ask to bring her into the Lord's care. The promise, He will wipe all our tears. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. For the old order of these things have passed away. If we do not understand through this Hebrew, maybe we feel that it's unreasonable because our tears continue to flow. Before all the troubles of this world, there will be dying, there will be pain, there will be suffering continuing before our eyes. How could we, this word is true. May the Lord give us to see the one with power over all that happened in our lives so that we can have peace to trust in Him. There's a servant, Dr. Odell Belcher, was called upon by the local funeral home to do a charity funeral. It was to be a graveside funeral for a father who had died, and this is a poor family. Only depend on the government for survival. When the time came, he arrived and hers came in behind him. In a few moments, one car pulled up and four people got out and came and sat under the tent. When the time came, the funeral director gave the nod for Dr. Belcher to start. He could not say anything about the deceased because he did not know him personally. Because he didn't know who he was. How his life was. He preached a simple little sermon from God's word to comfort the family who did not seem like they needed any comforting. But he noticed not one tear was shed during the eulogy. He closed in prayer and shook their hands. They immediately got in their car and left.
lên chiếc xe và họ thấy hành lý.
Brother Melchior went to the funeral director and said, I was going to visit them in their home to see if they were all right this evening, but they would not give me their address. The funeral director said to him, they also would not give us their address either because they are afraid we will send them a bill. These people is receiving is help by the government to conduct this funeral for this father free. But they are afraid. They are afraid to give the address because the bill will come. The communication. We have read in the story in the Bible that happened in Nain. God has described to us anything that happened in a life. Not only God knows everything, not only God can see their tears, not only God can feel the what they felt as a Muslim, but He has a way to resolve this condition. Praise to the Lord. And through Luke's has recounted to us this story. And so we will study this lesson with the power. The one with power. God has the power in our suffering. God has the power over our past. And God has the power over death. Let's pray for guidance from the Lord, that the word of God remain in our heart with the hope when we put trust in Him. Dear our loving Father, we are thankful this morning to gather your children into such sanctuary so that we can worship the Lord our God. Those here, there are maybe still are heavy with sickness, but we give thanks to you because you encourage our heart to come to seek you. A few of us, other may worse condition that could not come, wherever they are, may you come to them. Those who are suffering, comfort them when they feel disappointed. Listen up when they are shaken in their faith. May you share their burden that your children are facing. May you teach your word this morning and help us to know your love, the one with the power over our life, so that we know for sure that the one who dry up our tears in the time of suffering. We lift everything into your hand, and may the Holy Spirit be among us, teach us the truth. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's think about the first thing that God has the power over suffering. He is the power over suffering. This story only Luke reported in the Gospel of Luke. We did not find it in all the three Gospel writings. But with this wonderful pen, Luke described the suffering with something very short. He said, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother. The dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother. But it described a condition, a difficult situation on his with him. Of this woman, Jesus came with his disciples and a crowd followed him to Nain, the city of Nain. The name of Nain means a place of delight or a place of beauty. When Jesus came to the gate of Nain, what did Jesus see? Saw a funeral, a suffering. He saw the crying of the people and a dead person.
cái mà người ta nghĩ rằng
nó sẽ là một cái gì đó trong một cái điều lai of place of beauty.
But
here,
the
Lord can only see suffering
there.
We live in this world, in a world that they feel that there are many martyrs, many that cause us to have comfort, that have happiness. But when the Lord will see this world has all the only suffering. Where death is present, that we are walking toward death ourselves. And this story told us, and this is something so very pitiful, a widow with the loss of her husband, with the Israelites, with the Jews, when the woman lost the son, and she lost all of her benefits with society. If she has any possession, then the stronger will get those possessions, and the woman could not be defended by the court of law because of the fact that she lost her husband. But now, the situation that happened is even more pitiful. That is only her only son. This is her comfort in life. And we do not understand this situation. This is maybe a teenager. Still, this is her point of comfort. But now, the comfort has gone away. And they came to the funeral of this only son of the widow. This life, her life lost the meaning where she lost her husband. Now, her comfort of as her only son has been brought away by death. Maybe this is an image to describe one of the greatest suffering of humankind. Maybe the only comfort for this lady is that the people of the village, people in the village, and a large crowd from the town was with her. Maybe that's her only comfort that she could find in this suffering of her. With the Jews, normally when somebody died, that burial should be within one day. Because it's a hot weather place, and they could not afford to delay in the burying because of the smell of the dead body. And with the condition, they have to bury within the day of death. Maybe this situation, the son has been lost in the late evening. So the next day, they continue to proceed with the funeral for this son of this lady. And the Lord Jesus have pity on her. When Jesus knew about, is it happenstance that Jesus saw that condition, that he has pity and mercy on her? Is that time? No. Jesus did not have to wait to see the situation to understand that this widow lost the son, that he will have pity. But Jesus has this pity on this lady. Friends, when he was afar, before he came to this city, before this, Jesus was at Capernaum. This is a city north of the Sea of Galilee. And this lady is in Nain, which is the red dot on the map. And from there to Covenant to Nain, and they would take about 25 miles by walk. With how long will it take? And Jesus was in Capernaum serving God there. And that's the time when he began with serving the God. He heals Peter's mother-in-law. He healed the one with us. He chose the 12 apostles to work with him. He began to heal the people around, and his name has been known. And so the capital, the leader of this, heard about his power. He has a servant who has been sick, and he asked Jesus to come and heal his maidservant. And Jesus said, "Yes, I will come." And this mayor is worth for you to come because he has made many good things for the people of Jesus. But this said, "I'm not worthy to welcome you." He understood the Jewish law. When somebody comes into a Gentile, and that person will be not clean, will be unclean. He knew that Jesus would not come. And he said, "Dear Rabbi, only say a word and my maidservant will be healed, because I know what the power is. I am the one under my master, but I also have some other are under me. When I say with my servant, go, that they would go. When I give the command to come, and they would come. Whatever I command them, they would do it." And that's the power. And he affirmed the power of Jesus. "If you only say a word, then my maidservant will be healed." And Jesus was surprised with the faith of this officer. The Lord Jesus did not see anyone in Israel with this kind of faith. Jesus knew that now the crowd is following. And fear that is happy because they are wonderful, that can do many miracles. No one can do miracles like Jesus. And the crowd with them. However, Jesus, not because of his success, that he forgot that there is someone is facing suffering, is waiting for a miracle, waiting for the Lord to show love on the life. And the next day, he went to Nain, 25 miles away. The Bible did not say the purpose of that, only except for me. Written by me. So God has pity with this widow when he knew something happened because the widow lost her son to death. That great love of Jesus has encouraged to make Jesus walk from Capernaum to Nain to see this widow at the time when they have a funeral and walk to the gate to go to the place of burial. This is a place where Jesus with his apostle and this crowd came and saw this funeral procession. It wasn't not late. If not, Jesus would not catch up with this crowd. Jesus will be there in time. Jesus will appear at the necessary time. Sometimes the Lord can be late according to our thinking, because we want the Lord to act right away. And we think the Lord has been late sometimes, but the Lord would never be late. The one to ask the Jesus to heal his son. Your son has died. Do not seek the Lord any longer. But Jesus said, "No, go. Your daughter is only sleeping." They mocked Jesus, but Jesus called on the girl, rise up. And Jesus healed the girl and gave it back to her parents. The Lord was never late. When a Lazarus, a friend of Jesus, has been sick and passed away, her sister said, "Oh God, my brother is sick, and the time from north to south would take 2 days. And where Jesus was there, it would take 2 days to come where Lazarus is. And then Lazarus was buried 4 days. The sister said, if you were here, Lord, my brother would not die. She said, no, worry, throw away the stone. Lazarus, come out with all of the burial material of the Lord. With the Lord, he is not late. With what the Lord has done shows that he has the power over our suffering. A robber, they condemned to death and kneeled on the cross. Even his life, all of the evil things, that person, there is no more hope when he's kneeled on the cross. But next to Jesus, dear Jesus, when you come into your kingdom, remember me. It's not too late. He said, this night, you will be with me in paradise. The congregation, all the things that God built, because we understand the situation of each one of us, each one of our suffering, and he would never be late on any of our needs. Maybe what God will do for us would not what we think. When Jesus came to this widow, he has pity on her. Jesus said, don't cry. He told her, maybe there are some that comfort her with these words. Oh, please. She would be comforted by the crowd to lessen the hurt in her heart. But maybe the more comforting the words, the more suffering she would feel. Because her suffering is too great. How can anyone comprehend? But there's only when Jesus says, has the power to change the cry from her a joy. Many times, we are next to take care of a young child. We ask them, oh, come on, don't cry anymore. Be comforting, because the crying makes us uncomfortable. We want them not to cry so that we can have some peace. Or we have some friends in her suffering. We comfort them. Do not cry. Because the cry can heal their pain. But with the cry, with the Lord said that, do not cry, Jesus said. Hear the voice of Jesus. It's not a comfort, but it is a command. Don't cry. Not just a begging. Hear the command of the Lord. Now, can this widow can listen to this command? I'm in my suffering, the greatest suffering of my life. I lost my husband. All the possession has gone. Now, my only son, the only comfort, also lost. How can I not cry, Lord? But when Jesus said, don't cry, and then he knew that. He knew why he had to come in. Because he has the power of the suffering of this man. If Jesus is only a person like him, just use a good word to comfort her, that could not change, to help this widow, to help those in suffering. And it is meaningless when Jesus could not do it. But the word of Jesus has the power to cry to be silent. There's a story of a young girl, and her mother has suffering cancer. The father would love the wife, but there is no way to help her. And that night, Jesus, this father asked the doctor to come. If there is any kind of hope in the winter day with the snowing falling, the doctor examined the maybe and she should have, he looked outside. I think her life, if there's a belief and lastly come down, maybe that's when she will also be gone. There is no more hope. And the young daughter heard that if the last leaves will fall, she was really sad. The next day, she woke up early. This morning, he took a chair with her, put underneath near the branch, and when the father saw, he could not find her anywhere in the house, and when he saw, and this little daughter is climbing on the chair, trying to put the leaves up with some support, hoping that the leaf would not fall. I hope that when you see, everything will pass. It's just like the last leaf will fall from the tree. But Jesus is the one with power who comes in. It's only to tie up the last leaf, but he has the power to change the situation of this widow. He is the one who tried to dry the tears of the sufferer and the keeper, saying that he will wipe away every tear from the eyes. And that is something Jesus knew. This is the guarantee about the power of Jesus that he will express to his people. But do we believe those words from Jesus or not? Because if we cannot see that the love greater than heaven is this love, it is very difficult. As we suffer, we would not to be far from it. It's not simple. So may the Lord give us to recognize the power of Jesus on our suffering. This is no matter what kind of suffering, Jesus can heal our pain. And here, Jesus has come today to heal the suffering of this widow. She lost her husband, and now she is losing her only son. The burial of her only son. And Luke expressed the suffering of this widow. The second point that we would share together is that the Lord has power over our past. The key verse, the verse said, there are many in the crowd who follow her. And the crowd walking behind the coffin expresses a comfort. And Jesus came there at the place of burial. And I think that those who are walking with the funeral, they do not want to come there, the burial place. The only reason they came is because there is an obligation. There is an obligation of, from society, of the human love to share the comfort. And that caused them to come to the burial place. But if there is a choice, I don't think anyone would come to bury the dead. But our Jesus, when he came to land, he has done something for him. In verse 14, that we went up and touched the bier they were carrying him on. And what Jesus did was very simple. No other Jews could do, because according to the Jewish law, was recorded in Numbers verse 19:11. Whoever touches the human corpse will be unclean for 7 days. And this is the law of the Jewish society. Nobody wants to touch the dead corpse. That is only something they have to do, even those who carry it. And because of this obligation, they have to suffer unclean for 7 days to carry this dead corpse to the burial place. And because there is some love between humans that tie them to make them carry this debt so that they can share the suffering of this widow. But nobody chose to do such a thing. Nobody wants to do such a thing. It's an unclean thing. But Jesus has touched, come and touched on the coffin with the Jewish people, most of the Bible scholars. They do not bury in the coffin. They would wrap on the linen. And then they put it in a burial place. And because of the pity, they can come to treat the body. Just like the women bring the follow and what to try to as bury your place, and the lady come with myrrh and aloe to treat the body of Jesus. And so they don't have a coffin for us today. And if anybody can have something of some kind of a carry this, it's only an open box to have the body buried, put in there to carry to burial place. Here, when Jesus walked in this situation, Jesus touched on this carrier or anything that carried this dead corpse in. And Jesus wasn't afraid that he is committing a law against the Jewish law. He will be unclean for 7 days. Why? Because Jesus knew he has the power. The touch of Jesus is not just anybody touch. Touch because of obligation, but the touch of Jesus is something intentional. A touch that could change the situation, change the current condition. The congregation. When the carrier, when Jesus touched on the ear, and all the carrier stopped, nobody had anybody. Why did Jesus touch that? Nobody asked him. This is, you would have to be unclean. They did not have any erection. Isn't that strange? Because before this power, that it happened according to Jesus' intention. All have stopped. He stopped the carrying of this. He stopped the danger of death. He stopped everything that related to this young man who is dying. He stopped because he has the power over our past. So Bible said, we have no power to lead our life. And no one has the power to resist the call of death. But here, our human world is going toward death. Our human, all of us, is walking toward death. Do we want to die? Nobody wants to die. But do we have a choice? No. We have no power over death. But here, death is reigning over us. God is the only one has the ability to stop our walk toward death.
And
sometimes we know that before the suffering can cause it to find death, to escape. They don't want to die. But because maybe if we are mistreated by the husband, our parents are mistreating us, being lost so much in our life, they want to find a way to help. And that is a solution. They thought, they say, it is an exit out of the suffering, but the condition commit suicide is not a solution. Our God is the one who has the power to stop our path toward death. There's a story about a pastor and his son. He has the habit every Sunday afternoon after the service, both of them go out to distribute the books to talk about the gospel to passerby. One day after the service, but that evening, the weather is very, very heartrending, falling down. And that is something, and the son said, let's go. We are late. The son said, the pastor, it's raining so hard. If we come out, who will be the one receiving the book? The son said, Lord, it's rain or shine. Then you're walking toward death. And the pastor said, maybe ashamed of what his son is talking to him, but the rain is pouring down so hard. And the son said, well, if you don't go, his son said, I'll go by myself. Like, give me some books, I will go and distribute. And the pastor hesitated, but finally gave him a few books to the son. So be careful. Do not get sick under the rain. It's raining so much. And the son received the books and walked out. There are very few walking by, but whatever he finds, he gave the book. He said, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you, he said. So that's why. The last book he had, he does not know what to do. He's waiting for a while, nobody came. And finally, he decides to bring this book to the nearest house that he can find. And he came, not on the door. For a long time he knocked, and finally, a lady opened the door. He gave the book to this lady and said, dear lady, Jesus loves you very much. And I want to say to you, Jesus truly loves you. And he gave her a book. Never this lady felt this kind of love. When Jesus said this gentle words from this son, and she said thank you to this little boy. And then he walked away. And this Sunday, when the pastor continued to serve and preach among the congregation, he asked, above you, do you have any blessing that want to share with the congregation? And in the back, a strange lady raised her hand. And she never knew who this lady was. And this is the congregation. I have suffered too much. My husband left me. My son left me. I'm living lonely. Is the house not far from here? I have suffered so much in my life. And I decided last Sunday I will end my life. So while I was putting a deuce to commit suicide, then I heard the doorbell. I'm disappointed in this life, but the doorbell continued to ring and encourage me. So I stopped my suicide and go and open. And I saw a little boy. He gave me a book. And he said to me, dear lady, Jesus loved me. Nobody said like that to me. But this boy said he can feel the love in his love for me. And I received the book. I opened the book and I read. And when I read, I completely forget about my suicide attempt. And I received Jesus into my life. And this morning, I come because as the address of this church, I want to come and say, I belong to Jesus. And Jesus saved me. That's only a story to express, show that there is an intervention from the Lord, because the path wanted to commit suicide has been stopped. Though in the rain, the Lord can encourage a young person Just a little kid, but Jesus can use the word of this little young person. It's only a little pamphlet, very simple. God can use this pamphlet to open the way to show this lady a different kind when she decides to come with him. There's no more hope in this lady. There is no other way. But God has changed her path, the accommodation. When Jesus came, he saw this world. Each one person is walking toward death. Nobody wants to die. But there is a power that we are pushing toward death to be apart from God. But God can change our path because God, Jesus, is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the way, the truth, to guide each one of us to life. So Jesus has the power in our path, in our life. Because we are thankful he is, has power over my walk of life. The third point is, Jesus has the power over death. He has power over suffering, over power, path of life. But he has also the power over death. Jesus said, young man, I say to you, get up. Nobody talked to the dead person. What if some late, some acquaintance was sitting and they want to pour out their heart in the death court? Doesn't matter how much we are pour out our hearts in the death course. Nothing will change. But here Jesus said, he talked to the death corpse. Young man, I say to you, get up. This young man, did he hear what Jesus said? Yes. And the dead man sat up and began to talk. There are two actions expressed to this dead person. First, he sat up and began to talk. There's no corpse that could sit up like that and talk. But in the power of Jesus, when he said, young man, I said to you, get up. And then the young man sat up and talked. Dear congregation, in the world, we are put in the enemy that is the angel of death. In Romans chapter 8, verse 5, therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and death is our enemy. But give thanks to God. Jesus who came to destroy this enemy by his own death and his own resurrection. The Son of God has appeared to defeat Satan's work. The Son of Man too has defeated death. That the devil is bind us to death. I live, so you will also live. And so, when we recognize the power in our life, whether that person can die, almost die of sickness. Though somebody just died away, like the mixer of the officer. Or this 19 young man has died, or have died 4 years, 4 days ago, like Lazarus. Jesus had the power to command the dead person to rise. The greatest death of us is not a physical death, but the death of our soul. The death of the body is only temporary, because every single person will have to face death. But the death of the soul is something dreadful, because whoever is separate from God, that is the greatest death of all. And if you and I resurrected, but away from the Lord, even though we are resurrected, there is no other suffering that great there is no description for that kind of suffering to be apart from God. In the Bible, Jesus in Corinthians first, wake up from the sun, and then Christ will shine upon you. There is no dreadful everlasting when we are apart from God, but we have to escape. Whoever is asleep, to wake up from the dead, then the light of Christ will shine upon you. That means we still have time. While we have a condition that we can be restored with the Lord, and the Christ will shine on you. Last week I told you the death of Voltaire, a French writer. He may feel that there is some hand pull him away, and he denied God. He denied God when he was, he mocked the Lord. But when he is dying, there is something and causing that, like a hand is pulled. I feel like a hand is pulling me away from God and throw me into hell. Incarnation, whatever that pull in Voltaire, that fell in his, and he suffered in the dreadful death because of his unbelieving heart, his hardened heart. The devil can put in our heart the reason so that we can be denying the Lord. But the unbelieving heart is that right hand to pull us away from God. Let God have the opportunity to pull us and give us life. Because God has the power. He has the power on our body, even on our soul. Give our life to Jesus. God has the power on our suffering. God has the power with all our hands, and he has the power over the death that will come in our body as well as our soul. When Jesus told him, don't cry, we see the result. Stop praying. When he touched the prophet, he stopped the crowd. And he said to the young man, I said to you, get up. Suddenly, the dead man sat up and began to talk. All has been satisfied according to the power of the Lord. The power of Jesus is someone that comes bringing happiness to her while she is suffering the greatest suffering. But the power of Jesus has erased all that suffering and turned that suffering into joy. I think that this joy of this widow about get God make her son live again is even greater when she gave birth to this young man. Because now this her son is her source of comfort. That's something, the source of comfort. Now God is giving back her son. Her greatest joy, but the happiness that we receive from Jesus, because the power of Jesus, and that is her greatest happiness. When Jesus commanded this young man, get up, I thought that when this young man was, when he was suffering, maybe he only wished that he can be well again while he's sick. He was so young. At least, if I do that and think, at least that we have some life to support her mother, his mother. And that he knows that he's only in this world. There is some dream in the life of this young man. But the death had come and rot away that little dream of this young man. Thanks be to Jesus. Jesus is the one that called him back to mind. To give him hope. Not just hope, but the future, eternal life. The future, he will live. And then his dream will be fulfilled. So Jesus has brought this young man a future that the evil one has brought him. And he bring joy for the whole village. And he said,
the awe was in awe. There, they said, a great prophet has appeared among us. They said, God has come to help his people. They were hoping something. But now, before that, there is something that happened. They said that God has visited this people of theirs. This joy is only not just this town, not only for this widow. The Bible says, this news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding country. Capernaum is in the north, according to man. But the news of Jesus has spread from Capernaum down to Judea, the south country, that all the people there knew about what had happened. And the joy, not just only for one family, the joy only not for me, but the joy of the Lord is for all of the Palestinians. For the people of Israel, this is the wonderful thing the Lord has done when he expressed his power. How do we express our trust in the Lord? There is a Catholic monk with his name of Johannes Paulus. One day, he went and see a beggar. He said, hey, I wish you a wonderful day and praise God. There is no day that I don't meet any. Well, I wish that you have happiness in your life. And this beggar said, continue to me with a joyful praise God. I would never have seen myself to be pitiful. You, a beggar, you would never have a fortunate day. I never day of unhappiness. The monk said, why? And the beggar said, dear, when the sun, I praise the Lord. When it's sunny, I praise it. When it rains, I praise the Lord and give thanks to him. His will, I will make his will my will. God, whatever is joy, I will be joyful with him in that. Why do I have to say that I'm the unfortunate life here? And Charles was so surprised, asked, who are you? The beggar said, I'm the king. And Charles said, where is your kingdom? My kingdom is in my heart. Dear congregation, this beggar has Jesus and the power of Jesus that he received, he recognized, that he healed. No, I'm a beggar. There is nothing to complain about life. He never feel anything unfortunate or suffering. A person, even though a beggar can receive the power of Jesus, that person is still a happy person. So that your life and mine, I wish that maybe we are more happy than this beggar. We have many things that this beggar just now. But we say it would be like a beggar. There is no unfortunate day in my life. Or dare to say, I will never have any unfortunate time. May we see the power of Jesus. So all the troubles that happened in our life, we can feel the love of God greater than heaven, more than anything, that the Lord is caring for us. And the promise is in Revelation 21, verse 4. He will wipe every tear from our eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. That when we have Jesus Christ during this time, anything happened, we will never be afraid. Everything will pass away. We are in Christ's hand. May the Lord bless all of us. Let's all stand. We read together the key verse of today's message to be reminded that we can see the one with power of suffering, the one with the power of the way, the power on the head, who say, to this key verse, the three together. He will wipe every tear from our eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. For the old order of things had passed away. We thank you, Jesus. From the day that we have you, that our life has been changed. The old things have passed away because now we belong to you, Jesus. We are thankful because you promised that you will dry all the every tear from our eyes. Anything in this world caused us to cry, to shed tears, but you put the our tears in your bottle and you dry our tears. And you promised that there will never be any mourning. There will be no crying or pain for those belonging to Jesus. We give thanks to you because the death of this world is only temporary, and then we will receive eternal life from you. We are thankful because the suffering of this world can only be temporary, but we will have to be joyful in Jesus. The crying, the tears that we are facing is only temporary, because the day that we will see, the day will smile and will keep that smile forever. We are thankful because you have promised us. We are thankful because through your message that we have learned together, we can see your power, the power that can comfort us, and the sheep all of our servants can lead in our path that we could not know where and how to, and even that power can save us from death, the death of our soul. We're thankful for what you have done, and you continue to do in our life. May we have faith, unshakable faith in you, God. And we understand the power and though our life are facing some unfortunate effects, though our life may face with health that may because someone can mock us for our life and face some unfortunate things, that we continue to give thanks to you. You will give us a joyful life even on this earth. Even in each one. We thank you because of our life with Jesus. May we never be alive, be losing you. May we not depart from you. We are thankful because what your blessing is. We lift myself, lift our congregation into your power, the one that can change and give us the joy in this life. May you be with us. You walk among your children. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.